Welcome to Investing with Matt. My goal is to help you build wealth and crush debt. Today, we're going to be talking about the one savings account that you cannot afford to miss out on. Now, there is this one savings account that you might be missing out on, and it's one that I personally didn't start saving in until a few years ago. It is the HSA, the Health Savings Account. Simply put, an HSA is an IRA, an individual retirement arrangement or account, depending on who you talk to, on beast mode. And today I'm going to talk about exactly why having an HSA is a must. So let's go ahead and start with probably the most popular reason to have an HSA, and that is that the money you put in an HSA has a triple tax advantage. I'm going to explain. Your money that you contribute goes in tax-free. The money that you contribute can also be invested so that it's going to grow tax-free, and it also can be withdrawn for qualified medical expenses tax-free. This is why you'll hear a lot of people say that an HSA has a triple tax advantage. You're not paying taxes on the money that you contribute. And when you invest the money that you contribute in low-cost broad-based index funds, hopefully, that are going to be available, that money will grow without you having any tax bills. In fact, you'll reduce your tax liability when you file taxes. And as long as you never touch your HSA dollars for any qualified medical expenses, you could potentially have a lot of money in your 60s, 70s, and so on to use for future qualified medical expenses. And check this out, once you turn 65, you can even use the HSA funds for expenses that aren't qualified medical expenses without penalty, and whatever you withdraw would just be subject to ordinary income taxes, similar to the way your 401k withdrawals would be taxed. And another tax benefit, but some people would say this is not a tax benefit, of having an HSA and contributing is if you work for a company and you contribute pre-tax dollars to your HSA, that money should not be subject to income taxes as well as FICA taxes, your Social Security and Medicare taxes. So you have that opportunity to have your money not be subject to Medicare taxes, Social Security taxes, which some people argue could lower your future Social Security benefit. So it's something that you definitely want to talk to a tax professional with. But if you're not able to contribute pre-tax dollars and you have to do after-tax dollars, that's something we've done in the past, you can still deduct those contributions from your income. But again, you lose the opportunity to not have that money subject to FICA taxes. Now let's talk about contribution limits. For the calendar year of 2023, the annual limitation on deductions for an individual with self-only coverage under a high deductible health plan is $3,850. For an individual with family coverage under a high deductible health plan is $7,750. And this will continue to increase. I expect this to continue to increase as we continue to see inflation and so many other parts of our medical system continue to be expensive and rise with cost. It only makes sense that the government is going to continue to increase the amount of money that we're able to contribute to our HSAs. So how do you qualify for a health savings account? Well, to qualify for an HSA, you have to have what's called a qualifying high deductible health plan with an annual deductible that is not less than $1,500 for self-only coverage or $3,000 for family coverage, and for which the annual out-of-pocket expenses that includes deductibles, co-payments, and other amounts, but not premiums, do not exceed $7,500 for self-only coverage or $15,000 for family coverage. Now, where can you open a health savings account? Well, I was personally able to open an HSA through the high deductible health plan that was offered by my employer. So the first place I would check is with your employer. You should be able to review the different health options available to you. And when open enrollment rolls around, make sure to check if there is a health plan option that's going to allow you to get an HSA. And just consider all the options and see if having an HSA is good for you. Of course, you're going to have that high deductible that you'll have to be responsible for, so you definitely want to take that into account. If your employer doesn't offer a high deductible health plan, or maybe you're self-employed, or any reason that you need to shop around for an HSA, well, I can tell you that Fidelity and Optum Bank are just a couple names that come to mind that provide you with an HSA as long as you have a high deductible health plan. Like I said, my employer offers an HSA with Optum Bank. And while it may not be perfect, we do get access to one of my favorite investments, which is Vanguard's VTSAX, Vanguard's Total Stock Market Index Fund. Anything above that $2,000 can be invested in index funds in our account. And guess what? Of course, it's invested in VTSAX. And that's something that's great because I get to invest in one of the more popular, more tried and true securities that's available out there in the market. And it's in my HSA as an option to invest in. And we get to watch that money grow tax-free over the next few decades until we may need to start using that money for qualified medical expenses or use it as a retirement fund source. Now, there are some health savings account tips that I do want to let you know about. First, we've talked about this a little bit, but you don't have to use an HSA to pay for medical expenses right away. You can actually save the medical expense receipts, let the HSA money grow that's being invested, and if needed, you can reimburse yourself for those medical expenses anytime in the future. If you need the money in the future, you can always just take that money out, showing that you have those receipts, and use the money that you might need for something else that's important. Of course, this means that you're going to have to figure out a system that will help you maintain a good record of your medical expenses. As I mentioned before, you can invest your HSA money in index funds that may be available to you and let that money grow tax-free. But one thing I try to remind myself is if I'm going to invest and have an HSA, if I'm going to invest my money in whatever funds might be available in my HSA, I want to make sure they're low-cost, broad-based index funds. After the age 65, your HSA funds can be withdrawn for anything similar to a traditional IRA or a 401k. You would just have to pay your income tax on the withdrawals. However, if you do try to use those HSA funds for non-qualified expenses before the age of 65, you will pay taxes and a 20% penalty. That's a pretty hefty fee penalty to be paying for something that you could have otherwise waited until after 65. So try to use your HSA dollars for qualified medical expenses before the age of 65. Otherwise, you will be paying some pretty big penalties. Now, if you're employed by a company that does offer a high deductible health plan and that you're able to get an HSA many times, that company could provide funds yearly to put in your HSA. For example, a company could offer what's called HSA dollars if you get a physical or watch a health video, some type of health activity that you do, that they're going to compensate you or reward you for that with what's called HSA dollars or HSA money. And that's free money for you and your family to fund your HSA without having to use your own personal funds. This has been a very great benefit for us. We basically met the majority of our deductible through the contributions that my company makes for my HSA when I do those health activities. So that's definitely something you want to look into with your employer. Now, when you're talking about savings accounts, they're not all perfect, right? So there are going to be some downsides. So what are the downsides of having an HSA? Well, I would say there actually are no downsides in my personal opinion of having an HSA, but I will admit having a high deductible for your health plan may discourage people from looking into an HSA since you are responsible for 100% of expenses until you meet your deductible. That high deductible, that can be an issue for some people. Still, if a company offers funding into your HSA, then you might be able to meet close to the deductible with that, like we do typically each year. So if you're young, I think that's a good time to be looking into an HSA. If you're otherwise in really good health, that's a good position to be in to look into having an HSA. If you're in good health, then there's a good chance that you won't have huge medical expenses, meaning you get to save more and more money in your HSA over time. I think this is a huge advantage for young people and people who are in decent health that could look into having an HSA and use that as another investment bucket that they can use to build wealth with. Now, if you're trying to figure out if a high deductible health plan is right for you. If you're trying to get this HSA, my recommendation to dealing with the high deductible is having at least a 3-month emergency fund that has the deductible and out-of-pocket max built into it. For example, let's say your deductible is $3,000 for the family and the out-of-pocket max is $8,000. Ideally, you would want to build your emergency fund up to 3 months plus that $8,000 to cover the deductible and all the medical bills you would be paying a percentage of until you hit that coinsurance max. If this isn't clear, you can always reach out to your human resources department or the customer service people with whichever financial institution your HSA is with. They've always been very helpful to us. Like I said, we're with Optum Bank and we've never had any issues with reaching out to somebody to explain these different topics to us. Now I get it. There are going to be people who are just not ready to save this kind of money in an HSA, who are not ready to open an HSA. Well, no worries. An HSA may not be the right plan for you right now, and that's perfectly fine. You can still put your money in a high yield savings account, and that is an account that you would only have to worry about paying interest tax on at your ordinary income tax rate. I talk about one of my favorite places to get a high yield savings account in the video on the screen. So if you go check out that video, I'll see you over there and we'll talk more later. Peace.